Hello and welcome. You all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm all right.
I think it must be you're choking up because this is our season finale. Oh,
I'm just so, I'm verklempt.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It's from, it's a reference from like the 1990s, Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
okay. The church lady, I think.
Okay.
Or like somebody was verklempt. They would get all like emotional.
Oh, okay.
2 years.
2 years. So this is the end of season two. This is episode 35.
Season two, episode 35, season finale.
Yes.
Today we're discussing the case of Kayla Boski.
Okay, I'm glad you pronounced her name, mm-hmm. So then I know.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
So this is in on, this happened on Brady Street,
yeah,
neighborhood
right
of
off
Milwaukee.
Of Brady Street.
I love Brady Street.
I know. Brady Street's been having a hard time.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of their stuff on the news lately where there's some trouble.
Yeah, there's a push to possibly make it a pedestrian-only street because there was like a hit and run where somebody died. There's just been a lot of violence off of Brady Street lately, so I really hope they can
stop it.
There's
people.
Just been a lot of violence in areas where there typically is not a lot of violence.
Yeah.
So
people acting a fool.
Yeah, and I mean, not to get political, but maybe the mayor of Milwaukee shouldn't be cutting police numbers of police officers when this is happening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is not a political podcast, but I get you. I feel you 100%.
I mean, usually when numbers are climbing,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to take away resources.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah.
I have a new friend. And she works, she is the person who inputs all the cases into the system to get your crime, analysis or whatever. She's not a crime analyst, but
she's like data entry lady?
Data, yeah. So she's like, I take all the cases and I put them in the system and that's how you know.
Where'd you meet her?
At my school.
Mm.
I knew of her, but I finally met her and like became friends with her this past couple weeks.
So what department does she work for? Milwaukee?
Milwaukee, yeah.
Okay.
So all the crime, the stats, like how we're getting all the news releases, and she was, I saw her on Sunday, and she's like, yeah, I gotta go in at like 4 a.m. because this weekend was crazy,
yeah.
And the media wants to know about these two burned bodies over the weekend.
There were some people that got shot, and like, whoever was trying to get rid of the bodies, so they set the car on fire that the bodies were in.
Crazy. But I was like, tell me everything. But she's like, it's like, no, I can't. Like, she's super legit. So, it's kind of hard for me to...
Yeah, but she told you enough.
Yeah, yeah. So,
okay.
I'm excited about that.
Sounds like we should get her drunk.
Yes.
And then we'll see what comes out of her.
Yeah, like, tell me everything. Look, I want to see the pictures. Can I come to work with you? I said, I'll type for you. Can I just come to work with you?
Yeah.
She's like, no, I don't know. I don't do ride-alongs or anything like that anymore, but she's really sweet. Anyway, all right, so sitting across from me is Heather.
Sitting across from me is the lovely Jessica.
And this story, I don't know about this case. This was something Heather did.
It's just a messed up story.
Not that they're all not messed up.
No, but I mean, this is just like completely unnecessary. Not that any murder is necessary unless you're Christopher Scarver taking out Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah.
That's a story for another day.
That's another resurgence here in Milwaukee.
Right, but this is just a messed up story.
I've had a lot of people text me about, have you watched Dahmer? Have you watched Dahmer?
I know, me too. And I'm like, no, I actually, like, right now, I don't have enough bandwidth
in my brain
to
do
watch
that.
It because, like, we're both, like, I said to Jessica, I'm really glad you haven't started it yet either, so we can, like, watch it. Not together, per se, but, and then do, like, an episode
simultaneous,
where we talk about it.
Jeffrey's on my cup today. He's on my water
what up,
cup.
Jeff?
Cheers.
Cheers, Jeff.
Cheers. So, all right. So, let's get into this case.
All right.
Come take a trip with us.
Down Murder Lane.
Okie
dokie.
Okay.
You ready for West Dallas or Florida?
Always.
I'm doing a shoulder shimmy.
Yeah.
I'm excited. All right. A woman named Crystal Metheny.
No, it's not.
Yeah. That's her legit name.
Parents, please don't do this to your kids. Another PSA.
A woman named Crystal Metheny was arrested recently in a county that will not be named.
Okay.
Because otherwise it would give it away.
Okay.
Her alleged crime, however, was not drug related, at least not this time.
Okay.
Metheny was arrested May 5th on a charge of shooting an offensive missile into a vehicle.
May 5th? That is Cinco de Mayo. You need to be calming down, eating some tacos and margaritas.
Yeah.
Don't be throwing missiles.
Fucking missile. She shot a missile in a vehicle.
Okay.
That is not messing around.
No.
Not happy. Okay, so that was according to public records. She was released the following day after posting a $5,000 bond. I feel like it should be a higher bond.
Yeah.
Like an offensive missile. Where did you get this?
Yeah. Yeah, not this. I mean, you get higher, you know, time for gun crimes. But this should be, yeah, okay.
Okay, so my other question was, and I tried to find out if it was, like, a military missile, or was this, like, a bottle rocket firecracker?
Yeah, what is
it labeled? What constitutes an offensive missile?
Okay.
Okay, so anyways, but she did this. So, the 36-year-old woman was also arrested in the same county 10 years ago on a marijuana possession charge.
Okay.
Not meth.
So, she's really trying to get away from the stigma of her name. Yep. Appreciate her hard work.
So, where do you think Ms. Metheny, where do you think she shot this missile?
I mean, anytime anybody says the word meth, I'm like, oh, Florida. Like, I always think that automatically.
Right.
Like, Pasco, Hernando County. Sure. Sorry, Pasco, Hernando County listeners. So, I'm going to say Florida.
That is correct.
Where?
Polk County?
Polk County?
Where's Polk?
That's kind of more inlet.
Well, they got missiles.
She got a missile. I mean, why would you name your kid that? That's like child abuse.
I don't know. And I feel like, okay, if she's 36, meth was around in, like, 36 years ago. Like, you should have known. Like, if your last name is Metheny, maybe don't name your kid Crystal.
Yeah.
Or Christopher.
Yeah. Or, I don't know, even maybe just petition to change your last name. Yeah. I don't know.
Change it to Bethany.
Yeah.
Crystal Bethany. I mean, well, somebody still would still call, like, you Crystal Meth. But, like...
Crystal Beth.
Crystal Beth.
Oh, we are... No. We're punchy. We're punchy today. Okay.
All right. So, anyways, her name... I Googled Florida woman, and then her face came up, and it said Crystal Methany, and I was like, well, sold.
Did she look like she was on meth?
She looked fucking mad. She just had a missile at somebody.
We need to know more information about... How the fuck do you get a missile?
I don't know. I feel like...
Army surplus store? I don't know. Maybe. Is that something they sell?
Let's go to Sherpers. Let's see if we can go get a missile. I gotta get Nate some Boy Scout stuff.
I was gonna say, I go there. That's the only time I go to get Boy Scout stuff. It's half the time they don't even have it.
I know, they're always out.
They better, but they sell missiles.
Mike is looking for his new Weeblo.
Oh, okay. He's probably gonna go to the Scout store. Yeah. Oh, all right.
So anyways.
Very fun, very fun. All right, TripAdvisor.
All right, so what does TripAdvisor have to say about the Brady Street area? It says Brady Street is just north of Milwaukee's downtown. Okay. It's a fun area that is frequented by college students, hip types.
Oh, because that's why we went.
Yeah. And those in search of authentic Italian food.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It's okay. Like used to be like the Little Italy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. TripAdvisor and Heather say that the number one thing to do on Brady Street is visit Glorioso's Italian Market.
Ooh.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Glorioso's is a family-owned Italian deli and grocery on Brady Street and has been there since 1946.
Okay.
It is the oldest Italian deli in Milwaukee. It is a premier, nationally recognized deli where you can find Italian deli meats, cheeses, prepared foods, wine, and spirits, sandwiches, famous pizzas, fresh bakery, and gelato.
Ooh.
It's really awesome. Glorioso's also has indoor and outdoor cafe for dining.
Oh, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am in no way, shape, or form hip in any means.
I
went down there with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing it, and every time somebody says Brady Street, all I can think of is the guy on the motorcycle playing DMX.
And then we barked at him.
Yeah, it was hilarious. That's all I can think of every time I think of Brady Street.
It was just like a reflex. Like, I heard DMX, and I was like, arf, arf, arf.
Because we did that ghost tour down there. It was pretty good.
That was fun.
All right, so...
Now on to the case.
All right, so just before midnight on Monday, October 24th, 2016... police were called to a home on Milwaukee's east side just off Brady Street for a welfare check. Upon arrival, officers were let inside the home by an occupant of the residence. Once inside, officers discovered the body of a 23-year-old woman who was identified as Kayla. Say her name again.
Bosky.
No further information was released besides a statement from the MPD sergeant who stated that this was a major investigation. Yeah. But could not provide more details until later.
Right.
So police simply stated that the victim and offender were acquaintances, that she was shot. She was not shot, but that there was no danger to the public.
Right.
I like when they say that because I feel like, okay, they know who it is. They got him in custody.
Right. I appreciate when they say that too. They're like, she wasn't shot. They knew each other. There's no imminent danger to the public. Mm-hmm. This was not random.
Because when they tell you things like this, like, oh, there's a major investigation, it scares you automatically.
Right.
So.
But, and this is like a residential area where these kinds of things don't typically happen very often. So yeah. I did appreciate that as well, where they're like, there's no danger to the public.
Yeah.
You know.
So as more details came out, we learned that what prompted the call for the welfare check.
Yeah. So earlier on the same day of the wellness check, so on Monday, October 24th, police were dispatched to Stenny's Bar and Grill on South 2nd Street. So that's on the corner of 2nd and National.
Okay.
When a woman said that a friend of her son's told her that her son hired a sex worker who had stolen from him and then strangled her.
Okay.
You follow that?
Yeah.
So this woman called police and was like, my son's friend called me and told me that my son hired a sex worker and that my son strangled her because she stole from him.
I mean, that takes a lot of guts for the friend to...
And the mom.
Yeah.
Like, props to both.
Yeah, same.
So, the guy told his friend, and the friend was like, dude.
Yeah.
And then he's called his mom, and like, mom, like, we gotta do something here, and then the mom called the police.
Good for her. Okay.
Right. So, the woman's son, 22-year-old Justin Sykes, was allegedly on cocaine and was drinking when the incident occurred.
Okay.
So when police arrived at Stenny's, Justin's place of employment.
Oh, so he worked there.
He worked there. They located him. Justin admitted to hiring a female escort, but told police she had left his house.
Okay.
When police left Stenny's and then re-entered the bar, so police left after talking to him, then came back in, they could not find Justin, causing them to believe that he fled.
Hmm.
So, I wonder if they came back on purpose just to kind of see.
Like, what his reaction would be. Is he still there?
Yeah, and then he ran out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So, then he fled. Police then visited Justin's home at 822 North Arlington Place, so that's right off Brady Street.
Okay.
For a welfare check. They were let into the residence by Justin's roommate.
Oh, okay.
So that's, I'm wondering if that's the friend that called. Right.
Okay.
An officer entered Justin's bedroom and observed a storage bin in the closet with clothes stacked up on it.
Okay.
When the officer kicked the bin, it seemed unusually heavy. Mm-hmm. So he moved a towel that was on the bin and felt something cold and rubbery.
Stop.
I know.
But imagine, like, just going, the officer going in, like, oh, what's this bin, you know, and everything seems suspicious, too, probably in a room.
Right.
You know.
Sus AF.
Yeah.
Right. Ugh.
And then to reach in and feel it.
And then you reach in and feel it, and you're like, ugh!
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So, when the officer inspected the contents of the bin, he discovered a dead and naked young woman, later identified as Kayla Bosky.
Hmm.
So, she was in a storage bin.
Yeah, in his closet.
Yeah. Examination by the assistant medical examiner determined that Kayla had died from strangulation and also had blunt force trauma to the head, torso, and extremities. Yeah. The medical examiner also noticed post-mortem chemical burns all over her body.
He's trying to clean her body. So when police located Justin and interviewed him about the incident, he said it was not his intention to hurt Kayla. But after they had sex, he noticed that $300 was missing from his wallet, and at the time that Kayla was attempting to leave his apartment. Well, yeah, maybe that was her fee.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So Justin confronted her in the kitchen about the missing money, and they began to fight when Kayla kneed him in the groin good and scratched at his face. In an effort to get her to be quiet, Justin tried to get her to pass out by strangling her. So he said.
Yeah.
But accidentally killed her instead. So.
So this, his apartment is in a big house that is like 4 units in this house. So he was trying to get her to be quiet because there were other units.
Yeah.
In the building.
Probably trying, yeah. So, Justin surrendered to the police one day after the killing and gave a full confession. Good?
Yeah.
I know, like, good with a question mark?
I mean, okay. I'm just glad that he...
didn't fuck around and say it wasn't me and not guilty and all that.
Right.
Long trial.
Like, he freaked out and ran away.
Yeah.
But then when the shit was like, okay, that's enough. Like, he did tell everything.
So, he told the police he tried to wash her off with toilet bowl cleaner in an effort to try and hide DNA evidence and broke her legs so she would fit in the storage tub. I figured the post-mortem things. Okay. So the criminal complaint says that he had called for an escort after a night of partying with friends, and Kayla came to his apartment with a friend in Kayla's truck. When Kayla didn't return... Okay, so her friend...
Like, her friend drove... This part, I was trying to figure out. Like, the friend drove her...
And dropped her off.
And dropped her off, but it was Kayla's truck.
Okay. But then the...
I don't know if, like, the truck, like, left out, like, stayed outside.
Yeah. Huh.
Waiting for her to make sure she was safe. I couldn't really...
Okay.
I mean, this is somebody that's driving a sex worker to a job, so I can't imagine that they're terribly...
Yeah.
Forthcoming
on all that info.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when Kayla didn't return, the friend called another friend who then called Kayla's phone.
Right.
Someone picked up the phone and said, Milwaukee police, and then hung up.
Right, so somebody, they called Kayla's phone, and somebody answered the phone and said, Milwaukee police, and then hung up.
Hmm.
Very strange.
The friends eventually told Kayla's grandma, who filed a missing persons report.
Yeah.
So Kayla's friends went back to the neighborhood and went door-to-door looking for Kayla or information. One said that a man he talked to at Justin's apartment sounded just like the voice who had answered Milwaukee police when he tried to call Kayla the night before.
Yeah.
Weird.
He recognized the voice.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So Fox 6 News Milwaukee spoke with Justin's former boss, Jerry Stenny, who owns Stenny's.
Okay.
He said his staff was shocked at the charge, describing Justin as a normal kid and a good worker who passed a background check before he was hired.
Yeah.
So he was, like, working at a bar,
mm-hmm.
and everybody was like, oh my God, he was totally normal. Like, I can't believe this.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin was convicted of first-degree reckless homicide and was sentenced on Friday, April 29th, 2017, to 20 years in prison and 12 years of extended supervision.
Only 20 years,
yeah.
Huh? Because it's second-degree reckless homicide. Okay.
In a statement to Kayla's family at the sentencing, Justin said, I have and continue to pray for your healing and hope that today brings some closure.
Okay.
Teresa Schwager, Kayla's grandmother, said the gruesome way she was found reminded me of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, because everyone in the Milwaukee area still has the trauma of that.
Everyone still does. Mm-hmm. Everyone, we all lived through that shit. It was crazy. She said that he could have called an ambulance for the wrong he had done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he didn't mean to strangle her, fucking call for help.
Yeah.
Instead, he poured acid on her body, stuffed it in a storage container, and put it in the closet.
Yeah. Freaked out. Didn't know. Yeah.
I mean, he was mm-hmm. high. I'm not saying it's an excuse. He was not in a right frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
He had hired a sex worker, which is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
He strangled her and she was dead, which is... obviously
mm-hmm.
illegal, but like just call, like you'll be in less trouble.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Justin's own mother, this is sad, Tara Delara, who called police upon hearing from his friend what happened. Props to that mom.
Yeah.
That is hard, but the right thing. So she said, when I first received the news, I couldn't even totally absorb it. I thought I was in a nightmare. I thought, that can't be possible, not my son, Justin.
Yeah.
She told Kayla's family how sorry she was for their loss. She described her son's long battle with bipolar disorder.
Okay.
Which resulted in hospitalizations when he was 16 and 22. So he'd just gotten out of the hospital.
Okay.
She said that when he was taking his medication, he was a great student, athlete, and cello player at Pius 10 High School. But that he did not like how the medication made him feel.
Hmm.
So he stopped taking it.
Yeah.
So, do you want to...
Sure, I'll finish that. So after a semester in college, Justin, who had no prior criminal record, drifted among several jobs and began using drugs and alcohol to self-medicate instead of his medications by saying, "My bad choices have led to your suffering."
Yeah.
Jeez. So Justin Sykes is currently serving his sentence in New Lisbon Correctional Institution with a maximum release date of October 22nd, 2048, when he will be 54 years old. I just feel like that's just not enough time.
I know.
You know?
I wonder if he was given less because he was so forthcoming about what happened.
Maybe.
I mean, this just, like, the whole thing just makes me really sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, number one, that this poor girl
had to be doing what she was doing. Okay.
Doing this. And then, you know, the fact that his poor mom was trying to get him help. She's clearly a good mom.
Yeah.
For a long time, and he wouldn't take his medication. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can't force him to take his medication.
And no word from her mom.
No, yeah. I don't know if she was in the picture at all. The grandmother was.
Okay, the grandma. Okay.
So I don't know if the grandma raised her or what the situation was. No word from her parents, only her grandma.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Post-contact discussion, the two places we visited. The location was 1822 North Arlington Place in Milwaukee off of Brady Street. That's where Justin lived.
Okay.
And the fabulous Denny's Tavern, 800 South 2nd Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53204.
I just want some wings.
Amazing wings.
Yes.
Wings and Miller Lite.
That's like my favorite thing in the world.
I know. So what does Snoop have to say about this? We already used this quote before, but it's applicable because of the content of the story.
Yeah.
And what he has to say is, the more medicated, the more dedicated.
Yes, people, take your medication.
If you have a mental health diagnosis, pretty sure that the way that you feel on your bipolar medication is better than the way you felt after strangling a sex worker.
Yeah.
So maybe let's take the fucking medication, Justin.
Right.
Just
a big problem. I don't even know where to start with
mental health
and
medications
and,
And I mean, just the stigma of it is still there. Yeah. I think it's getting better, but it's still there.
Hopefully.
So anyways, this wraps up season two.
Season two? Can't believe it. Can't believe it's been another year.
I know.
Yeah. And
I know.
Look at all the episodes. I'm like, damn, we've been a lot of places.
I know. This is our 78th episode.
I cannot believe that.
I know. We're awesome.
I just can't believe we've done 78 episodes. Like, what?
I know. We're amazing.
Yeah. And
so
we will.
So I hope you guys have enjoyed this wonderful journey with us.
Yeah.
We're going to continue and see where it goes. I submitted to CrimeCon.
Oh, yes, it's going to be in Orlando, right?
I submitted to see if we can be an exhibitor at CrimeCon next year, which would be major.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so fun.
I know.
But I wouldn't want to sit at my own booth.
I know.
I would want to go see everybody.
Well, what we would do is what I do at wedding trade shows, where we just rotate who gets to go around.
Be there, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, we'll see. I mean, the worst that can happen is they say no.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
I'm like, oh, well, maybe we'll just go anyway.
Yeah. So, what you can do to help us get accepted is rate and review.
Oh, yeah. So, get more views and stuff on our podcast.
Yeah,
so you
can
see that we're not, you know.
That we're awesome.
Yeah. This isn't just a podunk podcast that we do in my basement.
I mean.
What?
What? We don't have a production studio?
I know. We have no engineers.
What?
Yeah.
We don't have a Steven? I don't really listen to it anymore.
I don't listen
either.
To them anymore.
No. I'm on a crime junkie kick lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like
Ashley
podcast.
Flowers? No? I like her.
No, I don't like how it... Anyway, that's a totally different conversation that we should have.
Gotcha. But,
all right. So, until next time.
Take that trip.
But pack wisely.
Because you never know who you run into. Hopefully not a bipolar person on cocaine while you're working as a sex worker.
Yeah. And maybe run into somebody at Stenny's and have a beer and eat wings with them.
Absolutely. Because that place is great.
Down Murder Lane.
Bye.